from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday,
baby. Such a great day. They keep showing Patrick Mahomes' behind-the-back pass on ESPN and NFL Network. Still from Saturday. That's how big a play that was.
How dry is the well NFL Network right now? They got to keep talking about a pass. It doesn't make sense, but it's fun to watch.
They're actually talking about their favorite throw of all time, which could be a fun topic for a lot of us to talk about. What is your favorite Patrick Mahomes throw of all time?
I've seen it twice now.
He's got the left-handed pass, the behind-the-back pass. He got a lot of passes out there. None as good as your dart for the opening pitch last night, though.
Man.
Let me tell you something.
Oh,
you were the Patrick Mahomes of the mound yesterday, brother.
You know.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, man. It was fun.
That's Dusty Likens. He threw out the first pitch.
That's Bob Fesco. He's will you relish?
I was last night. Yeah, I wasn't
that's
any good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did it. Your family
did it.
Loved
my
it.
Daughter loved it.
Yeah,
my God.
Dude.
Like she can't. I
you
came
can't
back
lose
up.
If that's
no.
the case. So it
she's like,
matter.
Dad, I'm so proud of you. That was the coolest thing ever. And she had videos. I'm like, that's all that really matters. You know, that's all that really matters. Your kid's proud of you. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters, man.
She's gonna go to school and be like, my dad did the hot dog race last night. What'd your dad do? At work.
Yeah.
Came
your dad
home,
got the
pissed.
Hot dog race? That's cool, man. She doesn't have to tell him I finished last unless she shows him the videos. But, you know, you threw it out to your dad. I'm sure your dad's very proud of you to throw that first pitch last night. That was a great moment. And I'll be honest with you, I looked up at the scoreboard and it said Kurt Likens. I'm like, they can't even get Dusty's name right around here.
Oh, God. That's funny. I was just worried. I always get this, like, sick feeling in my stomach that they're going to, like, get the last name wrong.
Of course, yeah, but you can't worry about that stuff, right?
And we went down there, we're in the tunnel, and you've done this before. They give you the ball and plastic wrap. I'm like, oh, do I open it now? I'm like, is there a trash can? All right, I guess I'll put this in my back pocket, which is just me being me. And then they're like, so you just walk up there and, get ready. When he says fire away, throw it.
Throw it.
And everything was fine until you get on the top step.
Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden the butterflies are going. I told you it's a great experience, isn't it?
It's fun. I will say this. I refused to look up. I looked in the middle ring.
Yep.
And it was really funny, too, because as we're walking in, there's Cotrero on the dugout, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there with his arms over the dugout. And I said, walk by. I said, he said, aim high, right? And he goes, oh, he's like, yeah. He's like, I was like, good to finally meet you. He's like, nice to meet you too. And so funny. My dad's right behind me. He goes, and I'm his dad. And I was
like, that's like my mother, right? Like there was one year when I was, I think I was in college, and my mother and I went to Giants training camp, because it was like, get free autographs if you donate blood or something like that. And I don't remember, it was Rodney Hampton or I think it was Herschel Walker, actually.
Even better.
My mother walks up to Herschel Walker and goes, would you like my son's autograph?
Nice.
And Herschel Walker's like, why would I want that? She goes, I mean, my son. son wants your autograph. And, you know, like my mother does that a lot too. I'm the mother. I get, you know, a lot from her. And so my dad kind of just fades into the background. But that's funny. I can totally see your dad doing that. That's a lot of fun. Hi, I'm his dad.
Yeah. Which is.
He's proud of you, man.
He was.
You know, there's something special about being a parent and seeing your kid do well. And there's something just awfully terrible about seeing your kid not have success. And my mother always used to tell me, you're only as happy as your least happy child, right? And you share these moments, and you probably live these moments more as a parent than you do as a kid, you know, because you're young, you don't understand. But once you see your kid go through it, you see if your kid's upset or your kid's happy, you wear the emotions that they do. And there's nothing better than seeing your kid smile and seeing your kid have success. And so your dad's living it up, man, and he's so proud of you. And I think that's the coolest thing ever, to see not you have the success, but your dad really enjoy the success, because I got a totally different impression of it now being a parent. And like, you know, but your kid does something well, you're like, man, that's my kid, man. Like, there's nothing better than watching your kid have success and have fun and smile. And there's nothing worse than seeing them in pain. Right. Nothing worse than that.
Yeah, I thought the three biggest takeaways yesterday, which obviously, like, you know, never done this in my life. I wish I would have called my dad on the recorder in there to get the actual audio of whatever he told me we were going to do this. The coolest thing was, he texted me yesterday and he was like, hey, I'll get to your house about 3:15. I was like, well, we don't need to leave till like 3:45, 3:50. He's like, I'll be there at 3:15. And he gets there, he gets out of the car, he's got the glove. He's like, we got to practice.
Yeah.
So that was a cool moment to go back in time and just shoot the breeze, toss the baseball with your father, and just, you know, which was funny because he couldn't really throw it as far anymore. And he goes, God, I haven't thrown it in 40 years.
And I was like, good thing you're not throwing.
And he goes, good thing I'm the one catching the ball. The second coolest thing was family coming. Like, my stepdad was there, my stepmom, my sister. And then a lot of my friends came. Good. And a lot of my former coworkers from JackStack came. Like, some of my friends were in the upper deck. This nice lady I've been exchanging text messages with and hanging out with.
You're talking to them, as the kids say.
Yeah,
right?
She showed up and took video. And, like, that was cool to see that she made an effort. And then, you know, the cool part about the end of it was it didn't even involve me. We're sitting in the press room waiting to go out there. And funny little story, I'll wrap up here shortly. Little kid that's supposed to do the play ball thing, right?
So he goes
down there. There's a family that they introduced before us. And then the other part was, like, there was a bunch of employees of the month at the Royal Stadium that got, like, field access. And then it's the first pitch. Then it's the national anthem. And then it's the play ball kid. Well, the play ball kid gets the rundown, gets the swag bag, the Whataburger stuff, and the lady's like, hey, here's what you're going to do, all this. And the kid's like, uh-huh, yeah, all right. And she's like, we're going to give you the microphone, and then you're going to say play ball. And he's like, okay. 5 minutes go by, they stand up, walk over to the coordinator, and he just goes, yeah, I don't do this anymore. And she's like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then she's like,
did he already get the swag bag, though?
Put it back.
Oh, he did.
Packed it back.
Packed
it back. Like, no thanks.
Wow.
So they bring in another kid like 5 minutes later.
They got a kid on standby?
I guess.
They ran up to the concourse,
or they
right?
just went up there immediately, like, react. Mm. They get this other kid. He comes down there, gets the whole rundown, gets the swag bag. He just goes, this is epic. And I was like, that's your kid.
That is awesome.
And then
the
last part about it was, so after you throw the first pitch, it's over. I black out for like probably 3 seconds. Gave a thumbs up to Q. Can't wait to talk to him on Wednesday because he was proud. And I was like, that's a major league manager, that guy, all right. But the best part about it was the girl that sang the national anthem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have no idea who she is. We'll probably never meet her again. We'll never talk to her ever again. The best part was after my dad and I were coming up the stairs and coming out of the Diamond Club to go to our seats, here comes this woman, wet face in tears. It was her daughter singing the national anthem.
See, there you go.
And her whole family was there. And I was like, that's a lot cooler than what we did, Dad. And he's like, who was that? I was like, that was the mom that, like, was down there for her daughter to sing the national anthem. And you can just tell, like, when you talk about proud parents and proud things, like, I can throw a ball to my dad 10 out of 10 times. Not any way in hell I'm singing a national anthem in front of my entire friends, entire family, in front of an entire stadium of 15,000 people. And when you see that, you're kind of just like, it's, you know, more than a game.
Yeah, no, it absolutely
is. And then
is.
You and say that, your thing about your kids, you're like, my dad did a hot dog race. Like, it's funny to say that out loud, but it's like, that's my dad.
Right.
You know,
that's
the cool part.
It's
and
cool.
Like, at the end of the day, you might go home and be like, I got my butt whipped and I was relish and freaking Cody almost won, but he didn't.
He didn't.
And, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, my kid's going to go to school today And yeah, there's probably teachers that know who Bob Fesco is. There's probably people that know who you are. But like the best part about it is there's kids that have no idea who you are, except today they know that you're Relish and you're somebody's dad that made them happy. And that's what it's
about. Yeah, and that's what it is all about. Like the national anthem singer with the mother crying. Like I get emotional all the time, you know, with my kids. They just don't see it a whole lot, right? Like
yeah, you're tough. You try to,
you know, like I got emotional last year when I was putting away the soccer chair. I'm like, wow, this is eighth grade. We're going into high school now. Like yep. this is it, man. Like childhood is official. Over, you know, kind of once you enter high school and you're there all the time. Like the number one thing as a parent is to be there for your kid and to make sure your kid is happy, right? Nothing right. else matters. Like, you know, people always talk about the moral police and all this kind of stuff and fighting the good fight. You know what I need to do? I need to be a good dad and a good husband. And that's all I care about. And when, you know, I got smoked as Relish yesterday, like smoked big time, you know, out of the gate, wasn't really paying attention.
Then At least you lost to a former track athlete.
Yeah. Right, so I got smoked, and you know there were people in the crowd giving me static. I heard from a lot of people in both organizations about how wow, you were really good yesterday running. I realized, you know, when I got back up to where we were sitting, and my daughter's like, "That was great, Dad." I'm like, "It was," and that's what matters most. And you know, being a parent changes that whole perspective. Probably about 20 years ago, before I had kids, I'd be pissed. I got smoked in that race.
Well, you wouldn't have lost 20 years.
I would have. I was, you know, a couple, you know, pounds heavier and whatnot, and I probably would have had a couple of cocktails in me at that point in time. But
here's Relish.
But it's just about having fun, and sometimes people lose that, man. Right. That's what kind of sports is all about. Like, you know, I was listening to Ben Maller driving, and a guy calls into his radio show and was complaining about playing time in preseason football. Okay. Like when that becomes where you are Mac in life, boy? Yeah, Mac is absolutely calling in Ben's show. Is like Bill in Spokane.
He said two right, quarters. Yeah.
Well, I heard that from somebody the other day too. But Andy said they were going to play. Really? Yeah. Go sit down, sir. Take a seat. Have another beer. Like that. That's when you start to lose it, when you take it too seriously. And last night was all about fun, man. And you had fun. The anthem singer parents, we did the play ball kid. Here's a little secret, though, I want to let Royals fans know about. We asked how you do the hot dog race, right? We're like, how do you normally pick people for this, right? And they go, we just kind of walk the concourse and see, you know. If you're between like 5'6" and 6'4", you can do it, and you have to have sneakers on. Like if you go there, and so if you're looking to do the hot dog race, kind of mill around by the Diamond Club, and maybe you get noticed. That's how they do the play ball kid. So if you want to do one of those races in the future or whatnot, that's kind of how you do it. The best part of the whole night, though, was the shower afterwards, man.
Yeah,
I got the shower afterwards. No, it was not.
I don't know. You out back and just hose you down.
They deloused me just clean like up, in Shawshank man. Redemption. No, yeah. So you know, we were talking about it yesterday. And yeah. You know, I got a text from somebody that says we got a shower for you after the hot dog race.
You text me, go confirm post-run shower. I was like, he's so happy right now.
Oh, I was because the mascot suit. You know, it smells. I'm not gonna, like it's not a. You know, it's not a favorable odor that's rolling around in those things.
That was the first question I asked you. I said, how bad was it? You're like, oh god.
Yeah. It was. It, you know, I had it prepared like it was going to be a lot worse.
But it was like decapitating you, right?
That's kind of the way I put it. Yeah, like I wanted to see out of it. Maybe that was the wrong way to go about it. But you know, I don't know. I had a blast doing it. My kids loved it. My wife loved it. You know, everybody kind of made fun of me on social media, but I don't care. I mean, that's what it's about. It's just about having a good time. But god, that was maybe one of the best showers I've ever had.
Oh, I bet. I bet, man.
I mean, I got my soap. I got my shampoo. I'm lathered up. I'm like, oh, thank God. And like Nate and Cody were like, oh, you get to take a shower. I'm like, hey, man, I got connections in high places.
Bob Fesco, glad to meet you.
So, yeah, de-lousing and a hose out back. It was great.
That's great because, you know, the theme of it last night was our family fun night.
Yeah.
Family was there. Fun was had. And it was a good game and a good win.
And the Royals won. And, you know, and now they're tied tonight, for second. And, you know, here we go.
And tonight they won. Bob and I to return.
They don't. No.
Maybe me. Maybe not Bob.
They said, please do not ever do this hot dog race again. I said, that's fine. Next time I'll do it by myself so I can win. But
you really relished in the moment.
I know. That was like my parents got the video and they're laughing, and my sister's sons are with my parents this week. And so they were laughing. And my dad finally, you know, texted back about, you know, we really relished this video.
I figured it was coming.
I couldn't catch up to Nate Taylor.
Yeah.
Or was that Cody who was catching?
Yep. I think Nate Taylor's mustard.
Mustard.
From the 816, my oldest starts her senior year tomorrow. You can stop now so I don't show up to my first stop in tears.
Yeah, I mean, you get it, man. Like, senior year is going to be here before I know it, you know, with my kids. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're gone and they move away and you never see them again, right? Like, being a parent has its ups and its downs. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my entire life. It doesn't get easier, especially having two daughters and being a man. I don't relate to a lot of stuff they're going through and whatnot. But, you know, you just try to be there for them and be like, hey, man, anything you need, I'm here for you and I love you. And you tell them you love them every day and you tell them that you're proud of them. I don't think we say that enough to people, man. Like, I'm proud of you. I think I'm proud of you hits hard. For a lot of people. And I think that's important to tell your kids every day. Even if they do something that maybe they could do better at, you just always say you're proud of them, man. Like, you get in the car after a sporting event, and if you're ripping your kid, you're absolutely doing it wrong, and you're probably going to push them away. Just tell them you love them and you're proud of them. You enjoyed watching them.
First time it happened to me is when a guy cut me off on the highway when I was learning how to drive, and I hit my horn. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Flipped him off. My dad said, proud of you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.